Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and this is another show for Walden Bromley Media. And the title of today's program is an encapsulation of everything marketers, entrepreneurs, and executives should avoid, because there is no ice cream sundae diet. There are no secrets to business success, but it is the persistence of the belief in these secrets. And the secrets vary among individuals, they differ among groups, but the belief that there are secrets is a strong one that transcends industries, transcends nationalities, transcends economics, and transcends, unfortunately, common sense. So when I refer to the so-called ice cream diet, it's really a euphemism for the idea that you can have it all, everything you want, profits, consistent revenues, a wonderful reputation in the marketplace, personal acclaim, professional achievement, and of course the morale and support from your employees without doing anything. People, as a rule of common sense, as a rule of observed behavior recorded over the course of centuries and millennia, one need not be religious to read the Bible and to derive themes and lessons from the parables and from the five books of Moses. Because if there is a recurring theme, if there are recurring themes, plural, to those books and those stories, they involve the sins of man, the predictability of human behavior, the tendency toward greed, avarice, pride, sloth, irresponsibility, the refusal to take accountability for one's actions. All of these themes, whether one is a believer or not, can be observed and are recorded in the history of companies today, of companies in the recent past and in the distant past, and companies that, as I speak at this moment, are confronting their own crises that may ultimately lead to their collapse. Because when you look at a company that has squandered its reputation and been corrupted from within or without, if you look at the story of, say, Enron, or any of the companies that are no longer part of the Fortune 500 because of the Great Recession or the dot-com bubble burst in 2000-2001, those companies and those executives share a number of things in common. They obfuscate. They refuse to accept responsibility. They have excuses aplenty, but they rarely, if ever, acknowledge their own complicity in destroying their own brands, respectively. So when I speak, again, of the ice cream sundae diet, there is no such thing. There is no medical documentation that if you were to eat an ice cream sundae, three scoops, take your pick of the flavor, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, all vanilla, all chocolate, Rocky Road, 31 flavors, and you were to add whipped cream and hot fudge, syrup, caramel, and a cherry, I promise you, the only way you could consume that sundae every day, not just on Sunday, pun intended, but every day, and lose weight, you would have to be ill. You would have to be, to put it candidly, dying of cancer or AIDS, because you don't lose weight by eating ice cream sundaes. And just as you don't lose weight by eating ice cream sundaes, there are no secrets. There is no map, there is no buried treasure, there is no universal skeleton key that will unlock the mysteries of success with regard to branding and marketing. The only secret is that there is no secret. So why is it then that so many companies, so many executives point to the same handful of companies, three or five, five or seven, seven or ten, but rarely more than ten, and say, I want to be like Apple. I want to be like Tiffany. I want to be like Mercedes-Benz. I want to be like the Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts. I want to be like the iPhone. I want to be like the iPad. I want to be the Bill Gates in my own way of philanthropy. And yet, when you tell these individuals that success and visibility for each of those products, for each of those persons, for each of those companies is the result of years, decades of doing the right thing, not pursuing fame, not pursuing riches, but pursuing excellence. And yes, we can debate the definition of excellence and whether it is an appropriate term to apply to one company or any of the companies I mentioned before, whether, for example, the acolytes of Apple believe Microsoft and Bill Gates are worthy of the word excellence. But the fact remains they are all tremendous successes in their fields, and to quote Steve Jobs, or to borrow a quote from Steve Jobs, have made a dent in the universe. They have put a dent in the universe. And they did so because they were focused on something. And by directing their focus toward a product or a service or a cause, all the subsequent benefits, the media attention, the favorable press, the loyal supporters, the cult-like devotion among consumers for this company or that company, all of that comes from focusing on what you are doing. It does not come from a corporate diktat, in which a CEO says, staff, workers, and all personnel, we must be famous. Make it happen. It will not happen. You will not achieve a brand status. You will not be a brand if that is your goal by going about it with that methodology. It does not work. You have to focus on what you are doing by making the best product, by delivering the best service, and recognizing that perfection is the enemy of the good, as they often say in politics, but that aphorism is just as true in business. It doesn't mean something has to be good enough, because one's definition of good enough is too often, and unfortunately, too frequently, another term for mediocrity. But if it can't be perfect, and it won't be perfect, it gives you something to aspire to. That you are in the pursuit of excellence. And that means each iteration of your product will be better. It will be thinner. It will be faster. It will be stronger. It will be more secure. The screen will be more luminescent. The features will be more numerous. The innovation as a whole will be greater than versions 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. And so forth. When you do that, a culture emerges and people proactively seek to work with you. Recruiting talent becomes much easier and retaining talent becomes even easier because you have created, by virtue of your pursuit of excellence through that product or that suite of products, you have created a culture that resonates among employees and attracts the attention of the media. Does that mean every story will be favorable? Does that mean every story will be accurate? Does that mean every story will complement the short-term or long-term goals of your company? No. There is no such thing as 100% positive press. If that is what you seek and that is what you wish to acquire, advertising is the means to go about it. And advertising itself is not a form of cheerleading, or at least it should not be when it's executed properly. And I don't mean to digress too much, but I want to make this point because it is an important one. Advertising has its own purpose, and advertising is one medium that you can control in its entirety to the extent that you can direct, edit, and write the video, the script for the video, that you can recruit the talent, the actors who will perform in your commercial for your product, that you can work with the agency over messaging, themes, campaigns, and micro-targeting of one group of consumers, say business executives, versus another, families, parents, teens, tweens, and children. You have control there, but you don't have control over every news story. All you can do in that context is to tell your story to the reporter on the other end of that phone, on the other side of that screen, if you're having a video conversation, whether it's through Skype or FaceTime, or in real time, on the other side of your desk, walking alongside you through the corridors of your company. The only thing you can do is tell your story and tell it well, and that is an art. That is something that is earned and learned. And just like success, it has to be pursued based on the principle and the ideal of excellence. So again, when we speak of the ice cream sundae diet and the secrets to business success, I tell you two things. One, there is no such diet, because you will gain weight, and a lot of it, if all you do is sit and eat ice cream sundaes and rot your teeth with sweets and drink and drink and drink and never exercise. That's a fact. We delude ourselves if we believe otherwise. And I don't think there are many people who believe that ice cream sundaes are the key to health and longevity. Secondly, there are no secrets to business success, and yet we persist in believing that there are. We perpetuate myths that we don't accept as myths, that we refuse to acknowledge are myths. We refuse because of the difficulty in recognizing that success is something that is not just earned. It is earned through blood, sweat, toil, and tears. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time to achieve excellence. Excellence begets success, which begets talent, which begets recognition, which begets more success. It is hard work. There is a reason the brands we celebrate, the brands that are household names, are so beloved, because they are the result of hard work. There are no shortcuts that define Apple's success. There are no shortcuts that define the global influence of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There are no shortcuts to an athlete's conditioning and strength and perseverance in the Olympics as an amateur, or in a stadium as a professional baseball player, a professional football player, a professional hockey player, a sprinter, a hurdler, or someone seeking to win the gold for the decathlon. All of these things in so many different facets of life and in business require hard work. Stop looking for secrets. If I sound redundant because I've broadcast about many of these points before, let me tell you, I will repeat myself in the future, in the near future, because if you don't accept these things, you can't excel. And if you can't excel, you can't survive. And that more than anything else, is a truth that is difficult sometimes to accept, but it is a truism that we must embrace if we are to flourish, thrive, and profit. That's the one thing that's prophetic about profits. It takes hard work. Thank you.